Like somebody bought 600 pictures and mixed all the candles together, and then they noticed one of the ingredients and one of the pictures had wine in it, and it didn't have action. So the question is, in terms of stamina, very possibly that there was a stamina in there. And the shaila was, there's stamina. The question is, what's all in all the peaches and all the liquid inside?
They're all mixed together, all the liquids and all the...
The first time around, they usually make it in a much bigger vat.
How much is 5% in one can? Now you mix it together with
5% in one can, then that can.
That's not gonna be so. 3% in one can, right?
3% in that
one can.
But then it might be min bimino. You have to work out min bimino stuff afterwards.
I guess let's start. So the spine is fine, don't hold. And then, so how do you figure this out? Basically, you're just going to have to figure out how much stamina was there and just figure out now, compare it to all the, you know, everything's all mixed together. You're going to figure out how much stamina was in there, and then you have to figure out whether stamina now is involved in the last. Why? Because in the first can, there was a feature, right? Those who didn't want to hear last time, something is normally leaders go for something had, that's how cancer is leaders. Something called controversial. The chiddush is that even though something's totally cold, it's not that they get it for 25 hours, that's like official. And it goes over the list. So therefore, if you have... Therefore, if you have together the stamina sitting in the video features, it's not going to be sitting there for 24 hours. That whole can, the wine's going to be special, it's going to be special, it's going to go all over the place. It's going to come out, it's going to ask for all the pinches. Now we took those pinches. So that can really look like it's going to be awesome. Now we took that can of peaches, we put it now into 6 other cans. So the question is, what happens now? Because now at this point, we have another kavush, we need a second kavush now, and all the time... You kept it 25 hours again, now we have a second kavush, so it's cooking again. And it's cooking again, so technically you could say it's cooking again if everything comes out. It's a spatial over the place. According to the Machabro, you don't say come out, it'll come out. At the end of the day, you're going to have shishim connected all the stamina that you had. So the question is, according to the Machabro now, you're going to have to say that's Moderna.
Shishim in the liquid.
What?
Shishim in the liquid.
Why just one liquid?
First of all, you mix it together. Peaches don't mix with it.
No, we have vessel. It's kavish.
So it's afterwards, you're going to tell me it's not the rest of the liquid? The liquid isn't going into the peaches. It's only the time. You need to the liquid itself. The peaches don't mix into the liquid.
No, the question is, you say kavish kombucha, now it's cooking it, where it's special.
What do you say kavish kombucha? You can say it's
not. You have an
answer. What do
you say? No, it has to be the rest of the peaches, not one month of the peaches.
Could be Peaches matter.
Why not?
Because
right, since we all, since we all really taking the after circle is going to be Aser, so therefore, even though we're building house in Basha all over the place, and we also come out according to the Macabre, attacking that each other, the system, since we have to Aser, so the pieces which form a Kabbal town already came Aser, attacking that, cook it up, and everything comes out, it's like the matter, go after Sephi Aser, therefore it's going to stay.
Even though we have to report, if we ask for 24 hours, we come to draft 24 hours.
But even without that, we had shishim. You still have shishim keneged your ene mina. When you have it's min b'mino. The only ene mina aspect
is that can was 3%. So that can was kavush kumvashel and hope the ene can must.
But peaches are min b'mino. Your only have problem is that you contain some.
Yeah, 3%.
But it has some percentage within this peach that has wine in it.
Right.
So your oyster is wine. But it's only a little percentage of wine. You have shishim keneged that. The din that
mimshu. The amount of wine between these pieces. Before you mix into the second place, and this can.
But the only reason why it's about the, it's not about the barayv is because of shemi vashle.
Each one has a barayv. Each one has a tam. Each piece has a tam of wine. And this criteria.
And it is about the barayv.
No, it's not about the barayv.
Why is it not about the barayv?
It's not kicker.
But that piece among the other pieces is about the barayv.
Every single piece is us. Every single piece tastes like wine.
Because it was cooked 24 hours?
Before you mix it, it was 24 hours
covered.
I understand, take it out of the can, this peach.
The other's rubbish.
Yo, when I mix this peach with the other peaches, the other six peaches.
I taste the ester. The ester is the one, I taste it.
Let's say I didn't do a covered of all six cans together. Let's say it was that can came out and I mixed them all up. I mixed it with five other cans.
Before it's covered, after it's
Before was the second coverage, and after, in the can, it was coverage already. Each can.
All those pieces are us.
All those pieces are us. Okay. Now those pieces go mix with five other cans.
Those pieces.
Mix with five other cans, just mix it up, and then he calls it.
Okay. Now the question is, do you need, over here, it's, right, okay, yes.
Do you need shishim? Can I get the usher peaches or roast?
So you need shishim because you have time of morning.
So I need shishim connected the time of wine, but why don't I need shishim connected? The old shash is shemi vashkin will come to the derisa. I can't come to the
shishim connected time of wine.
So I might have that in the pieces.
Oh, maybe okay.
So I don't need shishim connected the pieces. I just need shishim connected the percentage of wine that was absorbed in the pieces.
According to Machaber, doesn't hold Hanan. Yes, Machaber doesn't hold Hanan. You should be in point of point Rambam holds Hanan. So I'm going to say the pieces come out there. They come totally out there.
And the liquid is up. The liquid, you wouldn't say it's butter, right? Yeah. The liquid, you say Hanan, it's not
as smooth. I'm saying, according to the Ramah, all the Hanans, and all the pieces come out there, all the liquid comes out there, you're going to have
shishim. But if you only found out after 24 hours,
you're going to have to have shishim. Can I get the peaches? And not just shishim, can I get the Hanan?
But if you don't have the peaches themselves, but the red afterwards? Which step is after? The really, they're after?
Yeah, that's a kibbeh, it's a bright kibbeh. You go now, cook it, it's all connection.
Don't we have a way to get out of Hanan in the Ramah here?
gizzard bunny and its colors. Listen to us.
Why doesn't the Shasta so Militia Buckham has the Maruba? The Shasta is headed by Militia. We don't care about Maruba because it doesn't exist by Basil Kalav. Shasta is by Militia. You don't say Hanan because by Basil Kalav it doesn't exist. But has Maruba, you can make us. Not say Hanan. Wouldn't that help you here? Like, exactly, direct parallel.
I mean, that's the thing, the survey by Kavash Shah, that when Pergam says Hashem Mahakalan, not Kavash, he's saying by Baskal Darban, or Isir Darban, he says Shah Isir Darban, and he says Hashem Mahakalan.
That was coming from Negev Shach. He was coming from Negev Shach and said by Malicha. By
Malicha.
Shach said, Malicha has some Ruby.
The point to the round is not Hanan,
right?
The
point to the round is it won't be there.
Also, there's no idea here until afterwards. There's no Hanan because you didn't know about it until afterwards. What Hanan do you have?
There's no Hanan because you didn't know about it.
Well, he called you afterwards to come the second time. The second time.
No Hanan for
the Nigea, the Sikh of Akhala. So the Rabbi Natal will be a lot of Akhala. He's there to say Hanan by Bible. Spoke out last time before Svara was the Svara that by Akhala we know about Hanan, why that's the Bible. She always read by Akhala. What's the Svara to say that there's not going to be Hanan? So one Svara said by Akhala is not going to be Hanan. The Zerud says the only time you say something comes Hanan is only if something which is a Belia, something gets absorbed into something. Saying it's something which is terrible, it's two things mixed together, they're not going to say Hanan. So if you have a lack of the obvious, like it's a belief, it's absorbent, over there you say Hanan. I think you're dealing with a lack of lack. Over there, it's just mixed in, it's not absorbed, and therefore we're not going to say
Hanan. I lack the others, the lack absorbs the others also?
No. If you cook it, it's not clear. That would be a good child, well, if I'm going to cook it, but I'm going to get that. The Rashi says, the reason why it's going to be also, the only time you say, Hanan is a situation where it becomes part of the Hatika, and then it never comes out. It stays there, and it trends, it comes out, it doesn't come out. Something which could come out, over there we're going to say, that you don't say it comes part of the Hatika, it doesn't come part of it, you don't say Hanan. Almost like Hanan, when the Hatika also comes part of it, it stays, it's stuck there, it's not coming out. And as much as it can come out, therefore, we're not going to say that we're not going to say Hanan because it's going to come out. So therefore, you don't know that it goes in, and once it goes in, it never comes out 100%, which we see in this society. So there we're going to say a lot that they say Hanan. So you know the lack where it could totally come out. You cook it next time, it totally comes out. Over there, we're going to say that. There is no din Hanan. The Ramah is based on the Ramah. The only time we say Hanan is by Shai Yisurim is Hanan Basavas B'Cholov. As the Derech Bishol, there's the Ramah a lot of followers. If we're being that by Bishol is Lach B'Yavish, the Derech Lach, you're cooking a Lach B'Yavish. Therefore, if you just mix two Lachs together, you're not cooking it. Just take you mix two Lachs together, you're not cooking it. Being that it's not Derech Bishol, therefore, therefore, we're not going to say Hanan. Fourth Mahal Pasuk is based on the Morchen. Morchen says the only time we say Hanan is you have a Hashivas Chaticha. You have a Chaticha which becomes Nesar. That Chaticha has a Hashivas, so we're going to say Hanan. Which is liquid. It's not a Hashivas Chaticha. Therefore, we're not going to say Hanan. Well, the fourth Mahal Pasuk over again. One Mahal is that, like the Raja says, that it has to, the only time we say Hanan, it goes in and stays there, it doesn't come out. Rajas Kassis and Kavod, Kavod, and Mahal Nesser is, the reason why Nesser is also because it goes in and stays in and it doesn't come out. The second Mahal is that you have to have their Chavishal, and you just done two laps, not be their Chavishal. The third Mahal is that the rule is that only when you say Hanan is going to have a Teruvis, sorry, if you have a Blia, Mashim Kang, you just have a lap, which is a Teruvis. The fourth Mahal is Mahal of the Mordecai, and the Mordecai says you have to have a Teruvis. So, how do you not mean it? One half unit is, let's say you cook together a lach halach. If the mahalach was like the ram, that's the reason why we don't say the lach halach, is because it's not the original, so the halach would probably all be cooked. The hanan, I'm going to be us. If say mahalach is like the morchai, which is haticha, so lach halach, my country is haticha. If the mahalach was like the rajba, they only say when someone goes into it, it doesn't come out.
And then also, there's no, by lack, it's not going to see it. Lack, you know, you cook it, you know, the next time you cook it, it will come out. When we say like a ticho, the stuff gets stuck in there. So according to the Rajva, it's like that death which will make a difference.
Ruah and Bliyah would depend.
Yes, if you go like there's a Ruah, the Chilik is in the Bliyah, and it's a Ruah, so they can clear it. It's not
like a frame, no?
But when you cook it, is that, yeah, it could be, if you cook it, it doesn't make a Bliyah, or if it just makes a Ruah. So my son, before the Shabbat, the Shabbat already did the whole thing when you cook it on. The Shabbat says that, what's the cooking Basel Chalav, and he says that the Ramas only makes like some Ruah, but I still have the Basel Chalav, the Shabbat. First of all, you have the apple act. It's not just krumah. Come with it. Everyone's moving to say basal kalav. So you bring yourself to the mark, basal kalav, and cook that. So in case we're cooking it, shak, sometimes you don't stand over there. It's not in case we are cooking it. It's not in case we are cooking it. And when you're cooking it, still we can say by lack of lack, you don't say it. But you basal kalav, you will say. Kevegas kas, the second afternoon is, let's say you add a chaticha, a kapulu and a chaticha, and afterwards you change the chaticha from a yavish to a lach. Straight away, change it from yavish to a lach. The question is, in that scenario, will be a lach? So Kevegas says, the place also called a taxable bowl, what's the show? Hana, yeah, the whole Hana. Because according to the Mordechai, that the reason why we say Hana is, if you look for a shiur of chaticha, so, if the Chaticha at one point was in Kabul Ham, and then the fact that now it changes into the Lach, so the Kibbeh is not going to change anything and it's going to stay Osir. Because Nesar, Hishas, and the Chashivas, once had the Chashivas came Osir, the fact that now that you change the Chashivas, it's not going to change the fact that it's going to be Osir. So, Kibbeh wants to say, if you hold the Svara is, those two things that you don't want to be Osir, not the Lach, is how much it gets mixed in. One time we say something, says Hanan, is if it's gonna stay in the piece. Hashem came one, if you put the mixture, it's not gonna stay in the piece. If you make one Hadish, according to those who shame them, we're not gonna say Nasra. And at one point it was Yavish, and now it turns into Lach Balach, meaning that right now if you put in the next mixture, it's totally gonna come out, it's not gonna stay in anymore. So therefore you the losers is my little command, and we're not gonna say Nasra. But it's a little bit of so if you just be here, you hear the Shabbos say, not sadly say that the Shabbos on the lach. So the kid is the part of when it doesn't come out, but once it's nest or else it's not going to change.
You hear a star of that turning from us in the process because it goes from top to
down. Yeah, he just says that. He just says any Yavish, which is Yavda, they can make it into lach or lach.
Is that as far as it is in the lach?
Yes, yeah, he just says that's right. Any Yavish in right now, since the Yavda, they can change it into a situation where it's Yavda changes the lach or lach. So even now, we can say, listen, might as well Yavish be Yavish, you're not going to say that one does it, because you have the ability. The biggest thing, one wants to change it.
According to Rajma, since the Israel couldn't go out, now that it's live, then it was time.
But oh, yeah,
even though it was us, or
shame about the rest. There's no kind of that's only if all the us, it means half the episode is us.
Clear saying that Fidel Rajah since the time could go out afterwards, oh, different was a command. Even though Bishas Maisha
was, sometimes in the movies you'll come out totally, so you'll say
that. Shaking the Fidel Mordechai.
And it's more
of a sign of Shaking the Fidel Mordechai, there was a Chashivas.
It's
different, won't change. One more. I mean, the Fidel Rajah is more like a Matthias, so it changes and changes.
Now, the Fidel Rajah is all the way around. It does all the way around. Let's say, yeah, that's it. Let's say, originally it was a lach, and now it became Yavish, surely the lach. That's when it went in, it was a lach. Now it became Yavish. So, Shalas, do you say that now it becomes Asr? Because originally when it didn't have a Yavish, it didn't have a Yavish and a Master. So, Shalas, now it is, do you say that it becomes Asr and Asr? But then, Shubis and the Mutis, I didn't say. He's not to say that the Malach is that since Bishas Maisa went, it became Asr. was an asterisk, so then I can say later on, asterisk is. And Shasmais is a lot, even though it's the others, and even if he says that, he's anointed to say that, Shasmais is a lot, even though it's the others, the Mais says that it's exactly less. But by his proof, it's like the Mishnah. Now, as Harry Baskin, so the Ramah says, so Ramah says that only time you say that, Pasachalei the Machmer, Lachalach Sharisun, the Epsom Ruba, you can be neutral. We'll get lachar if you cook it, in the case of before us, and we're in shachos. Shachos is what you cook, you don't cook it. So maybe you cook it, and you don't cook it, but you lach, lach, and you make that smooth. So it's quite a lesson from Mishnah and Moshe. And Moshe says, we'll be a lachar shari surim by lach, lach. Shari surim lach, lach, as I see it by Sri Darban, and we'll be a lachar shari surim lach, lach, by Sri Darban. Moshe is my case of a factory which they had, the pasteurization machines had the leaders of Chalbakim, which is Shari Sri Mishri Darbana. So Moshe says that the Shach is mover that Belias into liquid is a Bakalach. So it's like say consists of Bakalach. So Moshe there was a Mikkel that, yes, the whole pretend to release is that if you makel it twice, you get a situation where Bakal Shishan I say Hana on the first Agao. So Moshe says that being that Shari Sri Mishri Darbana is Machlak is what you say Hana. And God says Hashan Machel, so then Bakalach. Over there, you only have some Ruba. The Mishnah is not as bad. A regular Yisri Rabbanan, sorry, regular Shai Sun, you say Lakalak, you have some Ruba. But it's insane. It's the Rabbanan. Over there, you only need have some Ruba.
Any Yisri Rabbanan or Kolak?
No. Any Yisri Rabbanan or Lakalak.
Not just Kolak, is it?
Not Kolak?
Kolak is less than it.
No. Any Yisri Rabbanan. Yes, I think Shuva, Shusaman later is talking about a different thing. All the three Darbanan, which is that you don't have to, being that Shari is certain by Darbanan, it's a stop right from me. You don't have to touch on Lach. You don't have to laugh. It's like a serious. So they only have to
buy any video of it or
what?
Try any video of it? How much do you need? It's not really part of the field, right?
It's
like a video of it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So let me say, fine. It's like, how would you ever use that? Now, we get to the Dream Master. So we get to the Dream Master. So some other. You when you say Dream Master, we're not by.
But I have all these sparrows and so on.
Sparrows? Well, yeah, why not? So. Yeah, so what my house is to say that the Zura, the Jew says there's only two masters, we don't say Hanan. Is because Hanan, a master can't change all the deep learning for yourself. Yeah, but a master who goes into Khatita, he knows how he bought off the Baalot. But a master who doesn't have a Cheshivas enough to change the whole Khatita, the whole Khatita is in the Yasser. Only a master in there doesn't have a Kayak, he knows it's in the Yasser, meaning he's not going to be bottled, he's going to be buried. It's not a bottle, that the whole Khatikha should be bottled in his mashur. And we now should say that the whole Khatikha is a Kamasar. So Zura says that mashur doesn't have to say to do that to change the Khatikha, the whole Khatikha should be Kamasar. The second episode was that, based on the Ran, that the whole reason why Shari Sun is also Zerat was the Khalaf. That's why Shari Sun does it, and it was the Khalaf. Meaning that a mashur, the special council of mashur by Basil Khalaf, as in their official Basil Khalaf, and a scenario we have a mashu, so being that there's no situation where we want to have a mashu, so therefore that's the reason why my mashu change, that's why mashu we're not going to say that. Ravan wants to say a similar mahav, Ravan wants to say that the whole concept of Kanan is based on the concept of Tanke here. I would say Mahabach, by Tanke we're going to show that you have some Leos in another piece. So Rishon said that it's not the listen to Aser, and if you eat it, because I said a piece, you know, and eating Zayis of Iser, the love is going to be that you're going to get malchus. The Rambam said the whole concept of Kanan is really a step after that. It's a step after time can occur. So in as much as there's no time, so with there, even as much as there's no time, so with there, we're not going to say that you say Kanan. Because Kanan is the second step after time can occur. There's no time can occur, it's only Masha, there's no time can occur. There's no Mahabba, the piece didn't change, so today when I can say Hanan.
Is that probably in the Rebbe? That the Rebbe said that the Hanan's going to Midmina. I mean, the Gemara seems to say that it's going through Vivida. So it's relevant if there's time or not.
No, I'm just saying. A fourth Malkin can say that Hanan's going to be Masha, that doesn't go after.
No,
if Masha goes into the piece, so even though it goes into the piece, it becomes Aser. But being that afterwards it doesn't go after the next piece, it doesn't go after the next piece. Being that it doesn't have credit throughout the next piece, that's what Shem Masha means. This is more Matthias again. Masha is a piece. What?
That doesn't
do. What do you say?
That
doesn't do.
mushrooms keep coming in. And eventually,
But the body said the mushroom is not Mr. Chain Mushroom. I mean, the child said it doesn't go further. It goes to the tree, it doesn't come out. And it doesn't come out, that's the reason why we're not going to say it. We're not going to say that Chain Mushroom is the mushroom. The fifth mouth is mouth of the second piece of kesa. He says that Dumar Chain Mushroom, Dumar second answer is, he says, because it comes like Mumu Shen Yu. Because that's something which you're going to do, the Mumu Shen Yu bottle. If you have a mushroom, it goes into the Mekaticha, and then you have Chisir and Heter coming out together. So it says that that's like the Mumu Shen Yu for some reason, being that normally you have this, right? The meat, this goes by itself, goes in the next piece, you say it's not going to bottle. Being it over here, also this Heter also looks inside of it, that this is Heter inside of it, like Akmur, but that makes it like the Mumu Shen Yu. Bring that makes it like the Mumu Shen Yu. So therefore, in the next piece, if I'm going to feel it, it's going to be bottle. Then it's going to happen. You're dealing with something that comes to Pesach. We are, it's going to ask the Mumu Shen Yu, according to the Shach. And then I'm going to be awesome. The only choice I can ask is because now the light is like Mumu Shen Yu Minoi. If this is something that comes to Pesach, over here, if you don't come to Pesach, there's an assay, even though it's the Mumu Shen Yu. Because we have five Makos, pass it over again. So Zerua says that a Mashu can't change the Tito. It's only something a Mashu. The second Mahalath has to be there. Official is a Tira. Mashu is not considered there. Official, you have Aaron, which is similar to that, that Hanan is basically Tanke Iker. No Tanke Iker, we're not going to say. Hanan. We have a fourth Mahalath that says that if they stop there, it doesn't go lighter. And we have a fifth Mahalath that turns into Mubishin. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the concept of Pesach. We have a situation where, it will be considered Tree Mashu. The mashu fell into a mixture, then you have to use that mixture and mix into something else, and you have Tree Mashu over the halal. So the halal is like the tats. That the point of Tree Mashu is that the piece, Pasha doesn't come out, it doesn't come out, and you just press like this, you know, from a space out and you pop out. But once you're dealing with a different mixture, so where nice to be there, because it's not gonna come out. I'm saying if you go like a shack, the reason why Shreem Mashu's in the mutter is because it turns into Mishim Mino. When you don't have a face, I was like, Mishim Mino, it's also going to the Austin. You don't have a face, I'm going to be a face. So, face, I'm going to be a face. So, so the verse says, as long as I'm a hoy, I'm just a day, I'll serve the same thing. Now, I'm sorry, I'm just a day, but there, Rash is my verb, I'm sorry, I'm just a day, but there's a verb that, well, it's a piece of time, you can't must say, put it somewhere else, you can't pull it out. I'm sorry, I'm just a day, but there's a verb, even that, I think, doesn't, even that. The sad is, on the sad side of the you have to taste it, have a clearly taste it, to make sure that there is no tam in there. The mashal is in the mutter, and it's totally mutter. Look at the man says, on the sad side of the mutter, our body can't have a clearly taste it. This piece had tam at one point, and it was awesome. Now I'm putting it somewhere else. So man says, we're going to have to boil it with a kefila to taste it to make sure that there is no tam. Because if there's going to be tam, it's just going to be tam. Maybe there's not. Rashi doesn't say anywhere that you have to have tam. Could be imagine. Could be something about flakes, so we're saying that's tam when you cook it on the side of a certain mukta. Do we say if the body comes out, Rashi says the body is going to come out, therefore you don't even need a kefila to taste it? Shang Ran assumes that. So the chance is to come out. So 100% is going to come out. Things are 100% bar, the chance is going to come out. So therefore, things are 100% chance of bar that it's going to come out. So therefore, we're going to have to have a kefila to come in.
What do you say?
Usually.
Yeah, it's always
over here, it's like so posh.
It won't be stopped.
If the mouth is like the Rajabal, the Rajabal says that the mouth is that, it doesn't come out. You cook in there, once something gets obliya and it gets stuck there, it's not going to come out. So let's move on. Let's have Yana Kaila, and he doesn't taste that, so we all fuck. Now we know it's not there. I've said this also is based on the fact that we're assuming that there are no beliefs in here. If at any time I would taste it, I see there are no beliefs in there. And now I'm going to be mocked. Or actually, if the Asr is gone, then the stomach is assumed it's going to be Asr. There are no beliefs here. It doesn't taste like Asr. First of all, I'm going to be mocked. I'm thinking it's like the other Rajas. Now is that these soy coming out, and you're not going to taste it. It is that because I'm Kalish. So Pugan says, over there, he says that over there, it's like, remember, over there, you get it, a favorable way to taste it. So, according to that map, a favorable way to taste it. So, therefore, we also, even though they don't taste it. Like, remember, they have to be machmer, and it's two years. Machmer, the other ones, well, this is a nice little fail of a mark.
This is pretty good.
It's like, based on.
What's it for a machu?
What's it for a machu?
You always have a machu. Every
what is that?
Every year we have a machu.
So, it's for a machu. So, really, it could be, I just say, we kiss me next time. Anyone done finish good, by the way? And we'll see what we finish. Fine, so what will be the Svarim Ashur? So what's the Svarim Ashur? So the Svarim Ashur, you can say one or two Svars. If you're dealing with, let's say, with Chari Sturm, so the Hasat Sakhs Aleph says that the Svarim Ashur is really those who they say is those in Aleph. The Shana Ashur is that Vada comes out, it's not Ashur. And if it's not Ashur in there, then it's not Ashur, so it stays us. It's like the Hasat Sakhs Aleph says in the Mahal case, that being that this piece became awesome. Now you took off the Tam. Now the Tam Mashu is like Tam Kosh. It's like the place, it's just like we find by the same Nakarnat. That he says, if you have Tam Kosh, if the race became Oster, once it became Oster, in order to really come with her, you have to get the Tam out of the Gam. The fact that you still have Tam Kosh from there, that's still going to be Oster. Now Shenken, if it never, the Tam Kosh was originally an Aster, but once it became Oster, it was an Aster. And you did get everything out. There is Tam Kosh in the thing. It's not Tam Kosh. And the clay to still keep the piece also. And if it's not polished in there, the piece still stays also because it's not polished inside. I mean, it's not polished inside. So therefore, that's the reason why the piece stays also. That's the mouth of the tax. Say, this mouth, if you don't bust the color, you say, someone can say mouth. Even another thing, say mouth on the lines that, what's good mouth, what's that one in bust the color? Why it's also when you have direct question? You have direct question on the hand, ask. Is the Chinese that Bishol is going to have Asr because the Chemsa of Basel Chalav is only something which, why have to have time of Basel Chalav? It's because the Chemsa is the only time of Basel Chalav is Asr is if you have time. And if there's no time, there's no Basel Chalav. So therefore, if it was Epshul Asr, now I took out the time. I took out the time of this piece, so now it's going to be Motor. Right? I could both of them together. Then I cooked it out and one more came out. So now, being that the meat doesn't taste like Basel Chalav anymore, it's like here, I have to say because Basel Chalav is the time Basel Chalav is, you have to have time of Basel Chalav. Being that I squeeze it out, and there's no time, so therefore, I have to say this is going to be Mutter. What do you guys say differently? The reason why Basel Chalav means it's artificial, the reason why it's the time Basel Chalav, is not a din that Chepsa Basel Chalav has to taste like Basel Chalav. The reason why you have to have time is because it's artificial. So as a Basel Chalav, if you have artificial, once you had a bishul, then this thing is basal chalas. Even though now I go out and take out most of the time, but being that this thing became also derech bishul, was also derech bishul, was nesra derech bishul, the fact that now this derech basal chalas anymore is not relevant anymore because the fact that you need time is not the chetz of basal chalas. The fact that you need time to take this to make derech bishul. Once it was derech bishul and it was nesra, so therefore the fact that I got most of the out, the mice won't make a difference. One more mahal says that mahal is that the reason why. We say he's going out. The rabbi says that really when you cook something, really after Sunday, Aser, after Sunday, Mutter, really everyone agrees that comes totally out. Once you cook it out, there's no more time over here, there's no more Lias, it's going to be Israel, and yes, in essence, there's no more Lias. On the other side, also, which is tremendous Kiddush, always that, there's a Kiddush that we see, it's a Chalei Sisser. Once something came Nestor, it's a Chalei Sisser. Once it didn't come Nestor, it's a Chalei Sisser, so it's not going to come Mutter anymore, it won't be because of that day, right? And stays us. There's machlekes hefsek also hefsek the mutter comes to help. Is mean to get this new creation of new chalis isra of hefshes hefsek the also new chalis isra. You know the more time anymore hefsek also the new chalis isra. I'm saying hefsek the mutter holds that is that there's only color system. Once number time is similar. There's number commoner, there's number commoner, and I said, well, that color system is a color system, that's what it's meant to be.
And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu sent the Nechashim to kill them. Amrav, a lot of Chayzal got killed from the Nechashim. So, what is the chet that they did? So, the Targum Yosef ben Azriel and the Targum Shalmi say, I gave you the mon, the air, and I gave you the slav, and you're complaining? So, Tavi Mish, the Koma Ashur Oichel, everything that the Nechash eats, the snake eats, tastes like dirt. And it will punish those who I gave them something which everything tastes, they can have every taste they want, and they'll punish. The snakes will punish Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says that there was a chasar in Kofi Toyo. They're a Kofi Toyo, a Kofi Baruch Hu. They didn't have a Kofi Toyo. Rashi says, Yisrael with Kofi Toyo, which is Dabar Echem, which stand on the head, with Kama time. So here we see a transkiddush. Kofi Toyo is not a law of the Torah. It's not a mitzvah, and yet the chayv misa, shon is chiddush. Yaakov Shimoni says, "Hishvisi has fell on malachim, shall you nifvin? I was made them like malachim. Then after the bathroom, after eating the bun, it gets absorbed. It's kulei kaddish. It gets into the nivla in the whole all the evarim." Then the chayv says that kabbalas also doesn't, because it's all kaddish, it doesn't have any waste. I made them like malachim, but him is rhyme, and they're complaining. Here we see that a tremendous chiddush, that lack of a karas atoyim is goyim, a time of the dar day, the dar midbar, misa. It needs a little bit of hesber. So there's a yusay from Mechayim Vital in Shari Kedusha, that he says that midas are the background of all mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why you find Chazal say, kol koyis, kilo oydei vodizara. What's shot? Because it's the yisoid, it's much worse than having a mitzvah. Not doing a ver is a prat. Here's the muscle, you have a varim, the mach varim, which is hagidim, and the midas are the dam, which support all the varim. And if you don't have the midas, then you don't have the varim, you don't have the gidim that are working properly. So the Chaim Vital says that midas rois are worse than a ver's. Rambam also says it's hard to do tshuva on a midah ra. So here we see that because the foundation, Midah Rav, is the foundation of Klal Yisrael's Karas HaTayv, the holy side of Avodas Hashem is based on a Karas HaTayv, as the Chavis of Avodas hold as the Shar Bechina, after you recognize Hashem, how much He gives you, in the Shar Avodas Elikim. Anecha Hashem Elikim, Tzvichim Eretz Yisrael. First you have to realize Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, then you're over Hashem, the side of a Yid, Yehudi, we call it Yidin, because you have to have a Karas HaTayv. The side of a Yid is a Karas HaTayv. And if you lack that yisoid, you're lacking the whole mechus of the yid. And meila, we can understand that to be self-homer, the yichayv misa, at least for the third day of the third tefillah madrega. And this midah of karas ha'tayv is such a trans midah that the Gemara of Kama, Tzadik Beis on Beis, says, Amalei Rav l'Rava b'Amari, V'nol ha'milsa da'ami enchi bira d'shasas like tishtei be'kala. How do you know when you drink something from a bar, you shouldn't be mafaz in the bar? face of the mind, but as a bird, it's wrong, it doesn't have any feelings. I'm like, the Ksiv, like, Sisav Adoim Yit Yachichu. But Sisav Mitzri Kigera Yisav Arzai. You have to have a parasite for Adoim Yachichu, you have to have a parasite for Mitzrayim, because we lived in Mitzrayim. The Gemara is learning that you have to have a parasite for Mitzri, to an inanimate object, a bird. It's a chiddush to say, you know, the mitzvah is like a bar, but that's Chazal is being madama, the mitzvah to a bar. And we see from here that you have to have a parsel type to even a bar. And there's a pelag of maitsa, in the sheet, and Sali Beis on Beis, from the Rif. The sheet that there says, the sheet that says that, you see from this Gemara, the Yala of Mavaza, a bar. Shita says, well, to sell the bar, you'll take more, you say, Rah, because you had enough from it. And this should be mashal to anything that, to both other men, and to tell us, and then the men, and worry about the shum maisa, shiavi lai, nezik men. You can't do anything wrong to anything you receive enough from. And it means the maisa with the riff. Right? Riff is the avar rishonim. Not a, I think, a mshkiach. Right? It's, we live on the words of the rishonim, on the riff. So he has a mindset that he wasn't feeling well, and someone had a base of merkats in his house, and he let the Riff use it, and it felt very good. So he begged the Riff to constantly come to his house and use the base of merkats until the Riff felt better. A while later, this person had the base of merkats, he lost all his money, and the Bali Kervis were being conveyed money for him, and he had to sell the base of merkats. And then he had to didn't tell her how much to who should get it, but supposed to get it, how much is it worth? How much money can you get from it? How much can you get? Shumah, so Shita says, the Rif said, Loi Adoin, Loi Oira B'merchat. I'm not going to marry her raw on this merchat. Loi B'merchat, Loi B'shumah. Not to sell it, not to how much to evaluate, how much it's worth. Loi Shum Dabar B'Safin by Lefisha Nanesin Men. I had enough of it, and therefore I'm not going to think about how much the value of this base of merchat. Because the Rif felt, so Rav Melnick asks, what's the difference? It's just a shiloh which is worth, shiloh who gets it. It does not mean mufazit, bechal. But the Rif felt that if I'm going to start looking at the merkats in a way that it's to make a din on it, then it's a lack of my hargoshes, a karz, a toiv, to the base of merkats. Now, it's a tremendous finish. Base of merkats, you have to have a karz, a base of merkats. And the Pshita says, if someone comes, you receive Torah from somebody and you give him a din Torah, he comes to you in front of a din, and you give him a din Torah, that's Mashal Mura, Tachas Toiva. Surely a person has to act towards Hashem with a chorus of Torah. So here we have Rishon, the Rif, Gahanah. The bar is an object, has no obligation, but just the pu'ula of acting towards it in a certain way, of did, an oishman of a karsa type to this bar, causes the Rish to feel that it's going to be pugay in his nefesh, which we see from the Shari Kedusha Chaim Vital, that the yisoid of karsa type is the yisoid of a yid, it's the down of the person, and if that's the case, so then, one of the shaykhs. And with this yisrael, we can understand that the money of mice with the stifler. Until I saw this, it was strict to understand. There was a stifler many years ago when he had the Sfer Panasa in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a yid named Reb Dardak who lived, was an American who lived in Bnei Brak. He told the stifler, listen, I have a son who lives in America. You give me the farm from the stifler, the kilos happy, and I'll give my son, he'll sell it, and I'll send back the money, and he'll give it to the stifler. He said to the Svarim, and this person, the Dardak's son, was a Tal Chacham, so every time he sent back the money, he had a single word of single tire with the Pashas and Sugis, Stifler would answer him and send back more Svarim. When his Panasa got better, so the Stifler didn't feel the necessity to continue to give, send Svarim to Chuslar, so he stopped. And he once in a while still sent him single tire. And Stifler got older, he got weaker, and he wasn't feeling so well, so he wasn't really writing letters to anybody. So he stopped. One day, he gets a letter from this Dardak's son from Kuslars. Had no kayak. They thought to themselves, what this person, I'm going to send them back a letter, what he's going to say. When I needed your money to do me a favor, so I wrote your back answer to your child's in Gemara. But I don't need your favor anymore, so I'm not going to write back. So it doesn't make sense, it's not proper, it'd be Chol Hashem. So he wrote a whole Shibbol Torah back to him, and again, he walked over to Ardali's house, and said, this is for your son. A couple days later, there's a knock on Ardali's door, and said, did you send this to your son yet? He says, no, give it back. A couple days later, so I would give back the letters. So I said, the Rebbe added something, it's not a mistake. So no. He says, he's mechadesh something else. No, nothing, nothing. So what did Rebbe do? So I just rewrote the whole letter, the whole tshuva. You know, I've had a lot of things to do in his life. He didn't have to do. So why did Rebbe do that? So he said, because when I wrote the letter in the beginning was because I felt that it's not right that he's going to, what is he going to say about me? That I don't give him letters, but only when I take money from him I write him letters. But when I don't need them, so I don't write letters. That's what I wrote the letter originally. And I was thinking, I don't want cars to type. I didn't write the letter because of cars to type. I wrote the letters because he shouldn't look down upon me and think that there's something wrong. But I write the letter because he did some, it's just a big favor for me. So I took back the letter and I wrote the whole thing, the same exact word for word, because of the cars to type. It's a pillow. Shad is that if you have a meter, of course, like you don't use it properly, you don't bring it out of the Maisa, and you don't do something because of the Karsh type, so then it's Hoygay in your Nefesh. If the sniper then felt it's necessary to shut back, rewrite the whole thing again, just in order that she can mark it type to this person. It's a tremendous chiv of a Karsh type. And the Ram Elinger said that in the light, especially, they don't have to tell to their wives properly enough. They don't realize what they do. I remember when I had a brother-in-law that was a bacher in yeshiva. So he had pneumonia, so he was like sick for 2 weeks. So he stayed at my house. He took over the whole dining room area. He lies on the couch, and he like, you know, he put up a sign, this is his area. And he was complaining, speaking to a friend how he, you know, feels horrible, sick, terrible. My wife used to take care of things in the house. He tells his friend, you know, I'm almost feel like a lady. I do nothing all day. That's what he said. My wife was like, hit the rules. Well, she didn't tell him, she called me, but that was it. My wife said, I do nothing all day. Right? Because when you leave in the morning, it's clean. Come home at night, it's clean. And some nothing happened in between. And that's what it means. You don't see how much person puts into something. You know, some bacham are asking you, what do you do when you get married and your wife doesn't make something that you don't like? It doesn't taste good. So I said, my wife once went to the beach on a trip. So I said, I'm going to make her something, make her real when it comes home and then for supper. It was such a disaster. I don't know, I learned to the hardest recipe in the book, spicy bubulas with the whites and separate eggs and this and that, and I put it in backwards and forth. It's going to ask. I said, first make supper. And see how much effort is put into something, and then complain. Imagine if your wife would say, ugh, after you've spent a lot of hours with the whipper and zich, I can't believe I did it. But once a person realizes how much a person is putting into something, so then you have a karsa toiv. The Gemara brings down that Rukhiya, his wife, she's a mitzar. So it says you should take a scarf, which is lashon kavod, and everything he saw nice. We wrap it up and give it to his wife. So they ask him, the wife tortures you. She, I don't know, maybe insults him, and bothers him, and makes fun of him, whatever it is. So what are you going out of your way and buying something special for your wife? So Gemara gives to Jerusalem, one of the Jerusalem is, Gemara says, that they're save us from chet. Save us from chet. Say, they save you from chet. The chayra, every woman likes to dress nicely because she wants to dress nicely, right? People complain that they dress to kill outside, they have to kill, and inside they don't dress so nicely. They're dressing for themselves. So the fact that they take away hirurim from you and take away chet from you, it's just a natural tendency of a woman. Why do you think I can train such a thing? It's even from Chia Chiddush. And even if they want something, even if someone does things for themselves, but since you get a benefit from it, they have a chiyuv of karsa toiv. Doesn't make a difference. They're not, the And they think that every woman gets dressed up nicely thinking about you. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it for themselves. Maybe some are not. We should hope that they're not. But Chiyah B'Kar Zotayim is so humble that Chiyah felt that even though his wife tortures him, nevertheless, he has a Chiyah B'Kar Zotayim. And here we see that the same chiz we see if you drink from a bar. The bar's not doing anything. You drink from the bar. The bar is just dig a hole in the ground. There's water there. You drink from it. And the male yom mavazit. You take a base. Americas didn't do anything. That's it's nature to have heat of water. It's an Americas, but you have to have a karsa toy. Same thing. So some person does something. He has his own intentions in mind. You have to have a karsa toy. Matzil Solomon. He said that everyone knows before. For Pesach, it's Avodah Meinu. For Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, it's Avodah Meinu. It's very hard. You know, I have a tremendous amount of work in the house, babysitting, and Imamish Avodah Isha, Isha, take care of the house. It's tremendous. It's hard work. So he says, you think it's just the Mikra that Hashem worked it out that way? Everything comes from the Cheshbon. So he says, because the Yisrael of Lel Pesach is a Karas HaTayv. And if you want to have a Karas HaTayv in Karas Baruch Hu, you have to have a Karas HaTayv to Ben Adam first. As Medrash in Shmoy says, Kol HaTayfer B'Tayvaseh Shal Chaveirim, Seifar Lichba B'Tayvaseh Shal Karas Baruch Hu. What's the Shad? So Rigdol explains that if you can't be Makar HaTayv to a human being where you see the benefits, we understand someone's giving you, it's very easy to relate to it, and you don't, you're not Makar Toiv. And Kolam came to have a Karas HaTayv to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't see, you don't realize it, and only through thinking is a Shaykh of Karas HaTayv. But since the Yisroel of Lel Seder is a Karas HaTayv, so Ramatzi HaSalman Rashid said that we have 2 weeks of doing maximum of Karas HaTayv to our wives. The whole week, the whole year, they're working very hard for us. So 2 weeks of avoiding a Karas HaTayv in order that they should. So that we should be roy to come to Lel Seder and be Makar HaTayv properly. That's not enough to just say thank you. There's a young man that, okay, he's a little snap after he got married. Brought something, he's a medicine doing the job on him. But he had a lot of kindness to his wife, a lot of kindness. This wife's like this and this. Okay, some of it's very silly, his sister is better. Forbid him to go to eat Mehmai's house. Every time he used to come home and say, you don't do this, you don't do that. What is it? You know? So, I said to him, do you ever think what your wife does? Think about what she does for you. So she says, yeah. I mean, he pulls out a list of all the things his wife does. He has a list. He's reading it. First top of the list says, you're the greatest wife in the entire world. And then the whole list. So I said, you don't believe anything you wrote here, all right? He says, yeah, I don't believe anything I wrote here. How do I know? Because you